Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, there's a new executive director for the North Dakota FFA Foundation. His name is Tommy Winders. I had a chance to visit on Tuesday with Tommy about his new job.
Tommy, congratulations. You have been announced now as the new executive director of the North Dakota FFA Foundation. And how did you get the news? And let's just talk about the last 24 hours. What's it been like?
It's been great. Like I said, I was brought on 9 months ago or 10 months ago, something like that. And so it's been hit the ground running and learned a lot. And so it's just been exciting to get the board approval and kind of the nod that things are going in the right direction. And so, like you said, it's only been about 24 hours since it's actually taken place, but it's good. We've got a lot of things in the works, so we're looking forward to what the summer brings and even further after that.
Tommy, for folks that don't know, kind of maybe just give us a real brief description of what the executive director's responsibilities are for the year.
The foundation is kind of, it's the fundraising branch to the FFA, and so we try to raise money in a number of ways across different platforms and strategies and different events and programs. It all goes back to the member so they can have the best experience that they can right here in North Dakota in FFA. And so executive director would be in charge of, you know, managing and facilitating all these programs, lining up sponsors and donors and coordinating with current partners, recruiting new ones, kind of being an overseer of all things fundraising related.
Talk about what the coronavirus COVID-19's impact has been on the FFA, because again, you've been around for several months already. How has it impacted the FFA as far as even just sponsorships?
It's a great question. I think everyone's kind of figuring it out as they go a little bit about what the effect exactly is going to be. There's a lot of parts that would be hard to forecast. So we were kind of just taking everything in stride, and we're actually fortunate here to have such a strong base and friendships with people across the state in various fields. And so we'd be wrong to say we haven't been affected by it. There's been a lot of changes in the way we do things. Same with everyone, you know, we're not necessarily meeting with current sponsors or donors or going out and visiting new ones in person. Those things are still happening just via distance. There's for sure challenges that have been placed with, COVID and the new environment and everything like that. But we're managing the best we can, and hopefully with things starting to potentially normalize again soon, it'll get back to the way it was.
Tommy, when you're looking for a corporate sponsors, and there may be somebody or a business out there right now that has some extra dollars that they would like to be able to contribute, are there lower levels or is it a lot of just higher level corporate sponsorships? Maybe kind of describe that, and maybe there's a small business that wants to be able to help the FFA.
Right, that's a great question, and I truly believe there's room for everyone with what we do. We have some higher level corporate ones, and then, but for the most part, we rely on a lot of family businesses and individuals across the state that kind of keep our organization and foundation healthy. So there's a lot of different routes. Some people would be familiar with the Star Partner route, and there's different tiers to that based off of the partnership that's agreed upon, but there's increasing levels that you can do within our Star Partnership. And then there's a bunch of different programs and events that we also put on that are available to have your name sponsored on it and help out with that.
Okay, well, let's take the next step then. If they want to find out more information, what should they do?
You can visit our website, ndffafoundation.com, and there's all information you would need on there, contact information, ways to get involved, different opportunities, an overview of what our members and locations across the state look like. And so you can kind of, it's an all-encompassing website where basically I encourage you to go visit that, take a look and see what we can do for you and what we can maybe partner down the road.
Again, that is Tommy Winders, the new executive director of the North Dakota FFA Foundation. This is Inside Agriculture.